right, here's the deal. I gotta clip these on and see if it's the right one. I'm gonna clip that on my shirt here. And clip the left one on my other side of my shirt. I need to bring clip to my jacket right under my chin. Okay, so this isn't actually binaural, it's stereo. If I clip into my glasses, they'll be binaural, but the alligator clips chew up my glasses, so I can't do that. But anyway, this is what I'm going to do now. I got this, I don't know, mental block about podcasting. I don't know, I just associate podcasting with publicly embarrassing myself. So I got to get over that. And I think the way to get over that is to shit out 50 podcasts as quickly as I can. So what I'm going to do is get into a routine where on my last leg of my commute to work, which is from the train station I walk to the office, I'm just going to do a real quick, I don't know, 10-15 minute podcast, hopefully every day, until I finally feel comfortable with it. And then I'll get on to trying to do a better job. So I'm going to go for quantity instead of quality for the first 50. Because basically what people say is your first 50 podcasts are going to suck and you just have to get over them and they're going to get better. And personally, I really don't care how many people subscribe or how many people listen. As long as, you know, somebody's listening and someone's getting something out of it, that's good enough. I don't really care if there's 50,000 people or five. So, here's what's been going on lately. For the past year, I've been renting a room in a house about half an hour away from my office. And I've been staying in Tokyo on the weekday nights. And then I go home to Koga, which is 2 hours north of Tokyo, to be with the kids and the family. And that was working out pretty well, except for one thing, and that's that I'm paying 70,000 yen a month for the rent for the room in Tokyo. Across the street here. And then on top of that, got everything else, you know, paying for the house in Koga, paying the mortgage, paying for the cars, you know, everything else that goes along with running for, you know, being head of a family. And it just turned out that there was too much month and not enough money. And by the end of the month, I was living on, I don't know, spaghetti and potatoes. Because I was just completely running out of money, and I just can't live like that. So I moved out of the apartment last month. I have this huge suitcase that I bought on one of my trips home. I was on a business trip to California. This suitcase could probably fit two dorm room refrigerators in it. And I took that back and forth a number of times between Tokyo and Koga on the train, just filled it up. And got everything back in about, I don't know, 5 or 6 trips. It's good exercise. And so now I'm totally moved back to Koga, and I'm back to doing the 4-hour round-trip commute every day. Well, that kind of sucks. So I decided to buy a video iPod. And I bought the video iPod for myself, and my parents paid for it for my Christmas present this year. And it's been great. It's been really great. The downtime on the train. See, being on a train for 4 hours a day is only really bad if you're on the train and you're thinking mostly about how you'd rather be somewhere else at the time. But here's the thing. I've been living in Japan for 15 years. I've missed 15 years worth of TV, and I kind of want to catch up on it. So bought the video iPod, and I've been downloading TV shows and watching them. And the first TV series I watched was Lost. I downloaded it from some torrent site that has iPod formatted TV shows and movies and videos. And I'd heard of the name of the show, but I had no idea what it was about until I watched it. And I loved it. I couldn't stop watching every episode. And it was just a mixture of having a new toy and this really, really compelling TV show. And I went through the first season, and then I downloaded the second season and watched that. And then I was listening to the podcasts about Lost. Just totally, totally addicted. And there were a couple of times where it kind of felt like the show was going to jump the shark. It's just like you can only do so much before, you know, Ginger and Marianne have a coconut cream pie fight, you know? And when they started playing golf, I was like, oh man, the coconut cream pie fight's coming next. But then they start killing off some of the main characters, and I'm like, yeah. So I don't think it's going to digress into Gilligan's Island anytime soon. It was also interesting that how the writers are really, really tuned into the fans through the internet. They actually read the bulletin boards, and they listen to the amateur podcasts, and that's just great. Oh, I would love to see more producers and writers getting into that. And they were actually talking about fan fiction, and they didn't seem like they had a problem with it, and that's just great. And I've heard about other shows where they actually shut down the fan fiction sites because of copyright infringement, and that's just silly. But anyway, I've also been recommended to watch Law and Order. And the first time somebody recommended it to me, I thought, man, I can't believe that show is still on. That's a show with Jimmy Smits and Susan Day and all those residents. And I'm thinking L.A. Law. That's how long I've been out of the States. So, yeah, I got to find Law and Order. And I watched a season of Friends, and I was surprised that was actually funny. And then right after I watched a season of Friends, I started watching Seinfeld. And Seinfeld's not funny. I think the only good actor in that is the guy that plays Seinfeld's neighbor across the hall. I can't think of his name. Yeah, everybody knows his name except me. But he's really the only good actor on that show. And the rest of them are just pretty much, I don't know, recycling the same stuff every episode. George and his neurotic tendencies, and Elaine and her horniness, and Seinfeld with his quips. You know, you watch one show, you watch them all, basically. So, what else? So, I've got this huge commute every day. It's like a triathlon. From my house to the station, I ride my bike about 20 minutes. So, you know, it's like being on an exercise bike every day. And then I get on the train, and I go about maybe an hour, a little less than an hour. And then I got to switch trains. And that second train takes me into Shinjuku. But at the station where I switch trains, there's a Yashinoya restaurant that sells beef on rice bowls, and they also have breakfast menus, and they have a natto set. So you get a bowl of rice, you get a cup of natto, a raw egg, a bowl of soup, miso soup, and a little side order of pickles and some tea. And you get all that for 370 yen, which is dirt cheap. So I've been eating that, and I tried to film it today. And my Clio, the battery won't last long enough to make a video. So I got to do something about that. And then last weekend, I tried to get back into the groove because I have so many videos that I've taken and I haven't edited yet. I decided I was going to start editing. And my computer, when I fire up the editing software, it plays back like one frame every 5 seconds. And I can't figure out how to get it to work. I've deleted all of my video drivers for my video card, and then I reinstalled them, and it still hasn't worked. So I'm still trying to defrag my C drive. And if I can't, I don't know how to fix it. I'm not a big. I don't know a whole lot about video drivers and video graphic cards and all that kind of stuff. So there's something I got to learn, figure it out. I'm almost tempted to buy a new motherboard and CPU and start over again. But it's Christmas and I can't afford to spend a whole lot of money because I got to buy presents. Right. So that's my babbling for today. And I'm going to babble some more tomorrow. And so these things are going to suck for a while, but eventually they'll get better as I practice. So I'm just going to upload this and not really care if it's good or bad. Yeah. All right. Talk to you later.